and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
And Lord, we praise You, we honor You all over again. May You be exalted and may You alone be exalted over our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Welcome again to Morning Worship and Prayer. And we're going through our series on our core values, specifically on discipleship. We'll be reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 25. It says here, "And He said to all, 'If anyone would come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for My sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?'" As we've talked about discipleship over the past days, you know, one of the things that has, discipleship or following Jesus is one of the best things that happened to me. You know, I began when I was in fourth year high school. My older brother shared the gospel with me, and receiving the gospel and beginning to follow Jesus is literally, hands down, the best thing that ever happened to my life. The Lord Jesus gave me reconciliation with the Father. He gave me a new identity, a new sense of purpose. He filled my life with so much peace. He gave me courage for the future, an assurance that He holds my life together, a blessing on my family, a blessing on my own life. He made me whole. Literally, following Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to my life, and I hope the same way with you. But there's an aspect of discipleship that has been very foundational at the beginning of our movement that's often not talked about. And that is the cost of discipleship. Discipleship has a cost. Following Jesus has a cost. In fact, someone has put it this way: salvation is free, but following Jesus will cost you everything. Let's go back to the passage. In Luke 9, verse 23, it says there, "And He said to all, 'If anyone would come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me.'" Question: if there is a cost to discipleship, if there's a cost to following Jesus, will anyone really still want to follow? You see, this passage that we read comes right after two things that happened in the previous chapter. It comes after Jesus confessing that Peter confessing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, a recognition that He is Lord, that He is to be followed completely. And then right after that, Jesus would say that, "Hey, I'm going to Jerusalem and I will die there. The Son of Man will be killed." So given those two ideas, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who is to be followed with all of our lives, and yet Jesus would set the example of death, do you still really want to follow? You have a choice. And that's where we'll begin with our conversation this morning. There is a cost to following Jesus, and you still have a choice. You can opt to follow Him or not to follow Him. Our decisions define our lives. You know, and especially our bad decisions at the earliest parts of our lives would put our lives on a tangent, would put our lives on a certain direction, and these things that would happen right after another because of sin, because of that wrong direction, these are consequences that will now influence a majority of our lives. But good decisions at the early part of our lives would also serve to undo whatever it is that, you know, that sin may have done in your life. And here you are, you're given an opportunity to make a decision. You're like at a crossroads in your life. There is a cost to follow Jesus, and you still have an option if you would follow Him or not. But if you really do say you follow Jesus, then everything else that's written in the passage will have to be pursued. It will have to be obeyed. Now, I know this might come as a pressure to you, but really it's not a pressure. It's a pursuit. It's a pursuit. For anyone who has encountered Jesus, for anyone who has seen Him do a great work, a big work in your life, you'd really come and say, "Lord, who else is worth following? Peter had that same thing. He blurts out in John chapter 6, in verse 68, he'd say, you know, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And that happened during a time when many disciples began to desert Jesus. Peter's declaration was, Lord, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. There's a cost to following Jesus, and you still have an option. But I pray you would follow Jesus. And if you would follow Jesus, then the rest of the passage would apply to you. It says further in the rest of verse 23, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The cost of following Jesus, the cost of discipleship is denying yourself, taking up your cross daily, and following Jesus wholeheartedly. In a day and age when the way to personal well-being is to be able to prioritize yourself, to make sure that everything about your mind and your emotions is protected, it's healthy, you're pampering yourself in such way in order to pursue or maintain a certain sense of well-being, Jesus would speak a word that is still very much applicable today, and he would say, deny yourself. And that word deny literally means to disavow, to reject, to refuse, to abnegate, to disregard one's interests. You know, we do self-denial in different levels in our lives. You know, some of you have fitness pursuits, so because of that, you do self-denial. You don't eat, you exercise in order to achieve a certain weight range and in order to feel good about yourself. But more than just self-denial, this is the idea of denying self. That's a bit different. Because when you deny self, you deny everything about self. You're willing to abandon everything about self in order to follow Jesus. Would you be willing to change your pursuit? Instead of the pursuit of well-being that is rooted in the pursuit of self, how about the pursuit of wholeness that is rooted in the pursuit of Jesus Christ himself? Jesus challenges you today. Deny yourself. Disregard yourself. Reject yourself. In a day and age when people are so sensitive about being rejected by others, you yourself would reject yourself in favor of Jesus. That I would not pursue my own dreams. I would not pursue my self-interests. I would not pursue my preferences. Instead, I will pursue Jesus and Jesus alone in my life. And that is a huge turn from a value, from this particular value of being too focused on self in our day and age. Would you be willing to deny yourself? And the next stage there is to take up your cross daily, Jesus says. Now, we understand this, that when you take up your cross, it means you're on your way to death, or it's a symbol of death. And Jesus challenges us to die to ourselves daily. The idea of denying self is to die to ourselves daily. Now, I remember early on in my Christian walk, I would try to die to myself every day. I mean, I try to deny my own self-interest, my own anger, my pride. I would not pursue the things that belong to me. I would try to die to myself daily. Then I get so frustrated. Until I came across the idea that I don't really die to myself daily, I simply consider myself dead. What's the difference? Well, in Galatians 2:20, in the NIV, it would say, for I have been crucified with Christ. Past tense. I have been crucified with Christ. The day that I gave my life to Christ, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. But Christ lives in me. And the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The idea that I have been crucified with Christ. So instead of trying to die to myself daily, I simply take on a new identity. I'm already dead. And you cannot tempt a dead man. A dead man has no desires for self. A dead man has no desires for sensual passions. A dead man has no dreams. A dead man has no self-preferences. I already died. I have been crucified with Christ. Would you be willing to consider yourself dead daily? That you know that you've already completely abandoned the pursuit of self, but instead have wholeheartedly embraced the pursuit of Christ. then you can follow him. The idea of following him is to either come alongside, come right behind him, or to walk closely with him, or to walk in a manner similar to his walk. So the idea of being a follower of Christ is to submit myself to him, to go up right behind him, to go beside him and walk closely with him, to be a learner, which is what a disciple literally means, just to follow him all the rest of my days. You know, Pastor Demi Reyes, who's our missionary to Cambodia, would put it this way. He says, just look at Jesus' name. Tingnan mo lang ang batok ni Jesus. That's how you follow him. Where if he turns to the left, go to the left. If he turns to the right, go to the right. If he keeps on walking straight, just keep your eyes on his name. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus wholeheartedly. There is a cost to following Jesus. And it is to deny yourself, to take up your cross daily, and follow him. Now, there are many examples of actually doing that in your life. Are there certain things in your life that you may need to give up? Any pursuits other than Christ that you will need to give up, as an example or as living out the idea of denying yourself, taking up your cross daily and following Jesus wholeheartedly? Are there any relationships? Are there anything in your life that do not honor God? Any pursuits in your heart? Pastor Donnie Perez, who serves in our Visayas churches, he was the one who raised me up to be a campus missionary and eventually to be a youth pastor. Part of his challenge to me right in those early years was to be able to surrender my life completely to Christ. He would say this. He says, anything that takes your eye, anything that captures your eye, captures your heart. And he would challenge me to make sure that the things that I look at, the things that I desire, are not things that would replace Christ in my life. And then he says this further, because anything that you replace Christ with is the very thing that you will despise once you already have it, and not Christ. I'll say that again. Anything that you replace Christ with is the very thing that you will despise once you already have it. That's a sobering thought. In fact, that's what the next passage says. It says in verse 24, for whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. You see, pursuing anything else other than Christ will prove to be empty. It will prove to be futile. You'll be like a man running through the treadmill, you know, you just got tired, didn't get anywhere. You'll be like that guinea pig that's running through that, you know, that Ferris wheel thing. And you won't get anywhere. It's like it's a life of futility. It's a pursuit that doesn't get you anywhere. Whoever would save his life will lose it. If you ultimately try to preserve yourself, if you ultimately pursue yourself, your dreams, your self-interests, the only thing you'll achieve would be the temporal things of this life. And in the end, you would have lost your life because your life would only have been limited in this lifetime. But then Jesus would say this, whoever loses his life for my sake, whoever denies himself, takes up his cross daily and follows me, he's the one who'll eventually gain it. He's the one who'll eventually gain life in me. That's a huge paradox, but that is so real, so true. When I was on the second day of college, I had a chance to be able to converse with a seatmate while we were lining up to pay for tuition. So the second day in our first year of college, while we were still enrolling. And I met this guy, his name's Edil. And I told him, you know, in the course of our conversation, the fact that we were studying in this university, you know, I told him, you know what, it's really a privilege for us to, you know, to pass and to be able to study in this university. But then I quoted this passage in Luke chapter 9 in verse 25. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? I told him, yeah, but what would it profit us if he would gain the whole world, achieve so many things in life, and yet lose our soul, forfeit our soul? Interestingly, his response to me, you're right. That's in the Gospels. And then he quotes the same passage. As it turns out, he's a Christian. He eventually became my best friend in college. We walked together, pursuing Christ, learning to pursue not the things of this world, realizing that the pursuit of the things in this life will only result in futility. And what would it profit you if you'd gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit yourself? Would you really be willing to do that empty pursuit of self versus the fruitful pursuit of Christ that will entail a huge cost in your life, but then will eventually result in life that is truly life, abundance, life that is everlasting? Discipleship has a huge cost. Will you deny yourself, take up your cross, and then follow Jesus wholeheartedly? Why would anyone want to follow Jesus? Well, He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He has the words of eternal life. What more could you ask for? I'd like to challenge you today to do exactly this. Is there anything in your life that you will need to give up in order to follow Jesus wholeheartedly? Is there any pursuit, anything that captures your eye that has already captured your heart? Are there any close seconds in your heart that try to compete with Christ's place as the center of your being? Close seconds. It means He's the first, but then there's something that's almost there. When it comes to following Jesus, no close seconds. Any seconds, which could be your family, your wife, your children, or any other pursuit, which are good pursuits, are far, 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 far below compared to your pursuit of Christ. Would you be willing to count the cost of discipleship? Will you follow Jesus with your whole heart by denying yourself, taking up your cross daily, and following Him? Let me lead you in prayer. Lord, would you now work in each one of the hearts and lives, Lord, of my brothers and sisters here today. If there's any area, Lord, that we understand you're convicting us of, Lord, help us. Today, we surrender this to you. And we acknowledge we no longer want to pursue ourselves, but rather we want to pursue you. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Would you bless your people today? In Jesus' name. Let's continue to worship God together. Lord Jesus, you are the only pursuit that's worth our whole lives. May we pursue you daily. May we love you daily. May we experience you daily in our lives. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord turn His face toward you and grant you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, Follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.